Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is how to say different kinds of eggs. Now let's listen to today's conversation.
Wow, you're up early today. What's for breakfast?
Well, I felt like baking, so I made some muffins.
Smells good. I'll make some coffee. Do you want me to make you some eggs?
Sure. I'll take mine sunny side up.
Ew. I don't know how you can eat your eggs like that. Ever since I was small, I've had eggs and soldiers.
You know, my dad had scrambled eggs every morning for 20 years. It drove my mom crazy.
You know what really drives me crazy?When I ask for soft-boiled eggs and they overcook them so they come out hard-boiled, how can you dip your toast into a hard-boiled egg?
You're so picky sometimes.
Here you go, honey. Fried eggs.
Damn it! I said sunny side up. How many times do I have to tell you?
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. Wow, you're up early today.
哇，你今天起床真早。这里 be up 表示起床。要注意 be up 和 get up 的区别。Be up 表示状态，而 get up 表示动作。Be up 表示已经起来的状态。而 get up 强调起床的动作。很明显，这个人他已经起床了，所以呢，我们用的是 be up 来表示一种状态。后面 early 早的 ，You're up early today. 你今天起床真早。
What's for breakfast?
早餐吃什么
？Breakfast 早餐。
那同理 ，What's for lunch?午餐吃什么
？What's for dinner?
晚餐吃什么
？Well, I feel like baking, so I made some muffins.
我想烤点东西，所以我做了一些松饼。这里有一个短语叫 feel like， 表示想要什么或者想做什么事情。注意 feel like 后面接动词的。ing 形式，当然 feel like 后面还可以接名词。我们看下面的两个例句。
I feel like eating out tonight.
我想今晚出去吃饭。这里 feel like 后面是接的动词 ing 形式。 eat 表示吃饭，那这里呢我们要变成 eating。
I feel like a drink.
我想喝一杯。这里的 feel like 后面接的是名词。要注意啊，这里的 drink 它是做名词。A drink 一杯饮料。好，我们继续看对话。
So I made some muffins.
所以我做了一些松饼。
Made 是 make 的动词过去式。表示制作 ，made some muffins，
制作一些松饼
，muffin 松饼
，smells good， I'll make some coffee，
闻起来很不错，我来做一些咖啡。
smell 表示闻起来怎么怎么样，后面接形容词 ，smells good 就是闻起来很不错。
要注意，这句话它其实是省略了主语，主语应该是 it
smells good，
但是主语通常省略掉，直接是 smells good。
I'll make some coffee，
我来做一些咖啡。
Do you want me to make you some eggs？
你要我给你做一些鸡蛋吗？
这里 Do you want me to do something?
表示你要我做什么事情吗
？Make you some eggs， 给你做一些鸡蛋。这里 make somebody something 表示给某人做什么事情。Make you some eggs, 给你做一些鸡蛋。Make you some coffee, 给你做一些咖啡。Make you some muffins, 给你做一些松饼。这时 B 说 Sure, I'll take my sunny side up. 好啊，我要我的荷包蛋只煎一面。还记得今天的主题是什么吗？How to say different kinds of eggs? 如何说各种各样的蛋？其实呢，都是一个蛋，只是蛋的这个状态不一样。那这里的 sunny side up 就是只煎一面，底面呢是煎熟了的，但是上面呢它是没有煎熟的，所以上面看着像一个小太阳一样。 sunny side up 就是太阳那一面朝上， sunny side up, 只煎一面。 I don't know how you can eat your eggs like that. 我不知道你怎么会吃那样的蛋。这里 like that 就是像那样的，也就是他说的那个 sunny side up, 只煎一面。 Ever since I was small, I've had eggs and soldiers.我从小就吃糖心蛋和黄油烤面包。好，这里呢又出现了一个大家不太常见的一个短语，叫 eggs and soldiers。 eggs and soldiers 它是英式早餐的一种，其实呢就是糖心蛋配黄油烤面包。 You know, my dad had scrambled eggs every morning for 20 years. It drove my mom crazy.你知道吗？20年来，我爸爸每天早上都吃炒鸡蛋，这简直让我妈妈发疯了。Scrambled eggs, 炒鸡蛋，这个应该是我们经常吃的一种做法。Scrambled eggs. Every morning for 20 years, 就是20年来每天早上爸爸呢都做炒鸡蛋。It.Drove my mom crazy. 这句话呢有一个短语叫 drive somebody crazy, 表示把某人逼疯。Drive somebody crazy. 这句话当中的 it 就指代整件事情。就是我爸爸20年来每天早上都吃炒鸡蛋这件事情简直让我妈妈发疯了。It drove my mom crazy. 好，我们看下面两个例句，来加深一下对这个短语的理解。My girlfriend is driving me crazy. She forgets to lock the door every day. 我的女朋友快把我逼疯了，她每天都忘记锁门。My kids constantly make a mess in the living room.It drives me crazy. 我的孩子经常把卧室搞得乱七八糟，简直要把我逼疯了。好，下面我们继续看对话。You know what really drives me crazy? 你知道是什么让我真正发疯吗？ When I ask for soft-boiled eggs, and they overcook them,当我想要糖心蛋时，他们煮得太熟了。Ask for, 想要什么。Soft boiled eggs, 糖心蛋。因为糖心蛋中间的蛋黄它是没有完全煮熟的，所以它是软的，我们叫 soft boiled eggs. And they overcook them.这句话我们要注意的是当中的人称代词它具体是指什么。首先 they overcook them 当中的 they T-H-E-Y 指的是做鸡蛋的人，那可能是他的父母。 they 后面的 them 就指代鸡蛋。 overcook 表示过度的烹调， overcook 他们把鸡蛋过度的烹调， 以至于我本来是想要溏心蛋的，结果呢，中间的蛋黄煮熟了，变成了 hard-boiled eggs。 所以后面他说 So they come out hard-boiled。 所以当他们出来的时候呢，已经是煮熟的鸡蛋了。 Come out 出来， hard-boiled、已经是煮熟了的 hard-boiled。 煮熟的鸡蛋就是 hard-boiled eggs。How can you dip your toast into a hard-boiled egg?
你怎么能够把吐司蘸到熟鸡蛋里呢？
Dip 表示蘸，把什么蘸到什么地方去。 Dip something into， 注意 into 后面呢，它是接一个液体、比如说呢，我们把这个、把毛笔蘸到这个涂料里，再比如说我们把、面包蘸到巧克力酱里、所以后面它基本上都是接一个液体。那这句话呢，它就是反问了、你怎么能够把吐司蘸到熟鸡蛋里呢？它其实是想把吐司蘸到溏心蛋里。我们来造个句子，我喜欢把我的吐司蘸到溏心蛋里吃。
I like to dip my toast into a soft-boiled egg.
You're so picky sometimes.
你有时候太挑剔了。
Picky, 形容词挑剔的。
Picky.
Don't be so picky.
不要这么挑剔。
I'm done with my boss. He is so picky.
我受不了我的老板了。他太挑剔了。
这时男子把煎好的鸡蛋递给他，他说 Here you go honey, fried eggs.
给你亲爱的，你的煎蛋。
Fried eggs 就是我们普通的煎蛋。
Damn it, I ask for sunny side up.
该死，我要的是单面朝上的。
Damn it，
这个是一个骂人的话，表示该死或者讨厌。Damn it!
I ask for sunny side up.
Ask for 想要什么 ？Sunny side up 上面讲过，就是单面啊，单面是没有煮熟的，朝上的。I ask for sunny side up.
How many times do I have to tell you?
我要告诉你多少次啊？这句话我们可以直接拿过来用。那我们来造几个句子。我要告诉你多少次出门前要锁门。
How many times do I have to tell you to lock the door before leaving?
我要告诉你多少次我要的是溏心蛋，不是煮熟的蛋。
How many times do I have to tell you that I want a soft-boiled egg?Not a hard-boiled egg.
好了，这就是我们今天的所有内容。欢迎关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 获取更多的英语学习资料。最后，我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
Wow, you're up early today. What's for breakfast?
Well, I felt like baking, so I made some muffins.
Smells good. I'll make some coffee.Do you want me to make you some eggs?
Sure. I'll take mine sunny side up.
Ew. I don't know how you can eat your eggs like that. Ever since I was small, I've had eggs and soldiers.
You know, my dad had scrambled eggs every morning for 20 years. It drove my mom crazy.
You know what really drives me crazy? When I ask for soft-boiled eggs and they overcook them so they come out hard-boiled. How can you dip your toast into a hard-boiled egg?
You're so picky sometimes.
Here you go, honey. Fried eggs.
Damn it! I said sunny side up. How many times do I have to tell you?